Some people are really interested in fine arts, and when they see a piece of fine art, they will develop an opinion on it by studying that art. Some people hate that piece of art, other people love that piece of art, but their opinion is developed through studying it, and it's very different than people who don't particularly like fine art and will have an initial emotional response to that art. For me, my art form of choice is stand-up comedy. I really like stand-up comedy. So when a comedian uses certain words, I have an opinion on what they are saying past the emotional response. So I will have a developed opinion on it. And it's not to say that my opinion is more valuable than anybody else's, but it has to be noted when you are complaining about what is being said. I will have more of a reasoned opinion when someone says racist or homophobic or sexist words, because I will think past what the words mean more into the intent of the comedians when saying it. When you look at comedians like Jim Davidson, who doesn't actually say racist or sexist or homophobic words, I don't believe, he's actually far more racist, and you can tell that the intent behind it is he actually doesn't he does support awful way of thinking. Personally, I believe it's completely awful. Whereas people like Bernard Manning, who will say really his awful, you know, pub racist jokes, his intent actually, in my opinion, isn't to support thinking this way. If you watch White Tribe on 4OD, you'll get more of an idea of what he means. So before you burn the Mona Lisa because you don't have an interest in fine art, you should think about the people who adore the Mona Lisa. You should see it through their eyes and understand why they appreciate that art form.